have to move into the other room. I want people to move in an orderly fashion, but clear the place out in a hurry. I don't want anybody hanging back. There was one man hung back last night.
He didn't like it.
So if we should have to move to the other room, let's move with the back.
Gentlemen, your attention, please. We are preparing to launch. We are preparing to launch. Stand by for my command. On my command, the time will be X minus 30. On command, the time will be X minus 30. Stand by.
I think I can catch him from the desk better here.
Mark, time X minus 30. The time is now X minus 30.
With those words, less than half an hour ago, here in the control hut at White Sands Proving Ground, we witnessed the start of a rocket launching. In minutes, the job should be done. We started the countdown with the marking of X minus 30. Every 5 minutes since then, we have had a 5-minute countdown until we reached the 5-minute mark a few moments ago. Now we are down to marking each minute. The tension is mounting as the time runs out.
Alky lockup 2-4. Peroxide lockup 5-6-3. Torsion sphere up. Locks now steady at 38.
It's now X minus 4. The pace has quickened. The checking continues. Thousands of details have been brought together here since X minus 30. There is haste now, not frenzied haste, but studied and perfected speed that will integrate all phases and problems towards success at X time. That was the standby siren, and again the pace has stepped up. I understand that at 1 minute, the countdown goes to 5-second intervals, and the last 5 seconds to X time are 1-second counts. Yes? One of the scientists has just told me that after firing time, they mark the seconds with letters like A, B, C, until they reach D, at which time the missile is airborne.
Tank pressure steady.
There, they have started counting down in 5-second intervals, and everybody is busy. Now they've switched to the public address system as the final seconds are counted down. Ten seconds. Five, four, three, two, one. Mark X. I can finally hear them on the count. D plus 20. D plus 25 seconds. Everybody here sure looks pleased. They were confident they would set world altitude and speed records with this launching. D plus 35 seconds. Ah, yes, I see Bob Haviland, project manager. He's nodding. They've done it. The U.S. Army Ordnance Corps' Bumper 5 has set a new world altitude mark of 250 miles and a speed record of over 5,000 miles per hour here on this 24th day of February, 1949. This is Paul Lincoln Smith at White Sands, returning you to New York.